It's actually based on a true story involving our former bass player and how he met his wife. We were playing a show out in California, and there's a popular burger place in California called In-N-Out. And after our show, we were hanging out at the In-N-Out, and one of the other bands that played that night, they had some friends there, and one of them was this girl. The bass player saw her, and she saw him, and they were making eyes back and forth all night. It was really pitiful. And he never gathered up the courage to go over and talk to her and get to know her. And we left, and he was so mad at himself for not saying something. And he said, "You know what? I think I'm in love with her, and I think I'm supposed to be married to her." And we said, "Dude, you're crazy. You only said two words to her all night. How can you be in love with her?" Well, he found out her name, and he went and looked her up on MySpace and started noticing that they had a lot of the same favorite songs, a lot of the same favorite movies. He said, "Man, we have so much in common. She's the one. She is the one." And so he sent her a message. And she messaged back and said that she'd been thinking about him ever since that time. She felt the same way, and they started talking on the phone. Then they got rid of their own MySpace sites, and they got a MySpace site together. And not too long after that, they actually ended up getting married. And they're perfect together. I couldn't imagine a more perfect couple. But that's love in the internet age.